Oh, potato.
That's my Twitter handle, I think, still.
No, I know. That's,
and yeah. I had a potato today for lunch from McAllister's.
McAllister's does potatoes?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I had a giant baked potato with like cheese and bacon and turkey and ham on it.
Just a raw potato with all those things stacked on top.
Yeah, everything was raw.
Welcome back to yet another episode of Wouldn't It Be Mice?
But I mean, like, wouldn't it?
The only show that...
that you and I do together currently.
This is our first podcast of... we'll see how many. Probably one.
Probably this one.
Yeah, this is probably it.
Of all of our podcasts, this is it.
This is it. This is the one. This is our favorite of our podcasts.
Fine, for sure.
Yeah. To have and to hold. NATO Potato, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. Today was a good day. Work went well. So nice. I'm just ready to be podcasting right now.
Ooh, working for the weekend.
Yeah. Everybody? I heard everybody's working for the weekend. But yeah, no, I'm absolutely 100% ready to sit down and record. Like, just so ready.
So ready.
Good. That means, one second. Let me answer.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. Oh, there we go.
I'm wearing heels. No, it was just a dog. Okay, never mind.
Oh, wow.
It was just a dog.
Was it Paige?
Was it Paige the dog that is next door to you?
Paige, that's a call forward to a future episode.
Unless we put this one out after that one.
That's very true. Mm-hmm. You know, I guess it doesn't really matter, but...
Nothing really matters. Anyone can see.
Oh, wow. So, Nate, what's going on in Billings, Montana?
A lot of things. I'm consistently surprised by the Billings Gazette, because mm-hmm. there's a whole bunch that comes out here. So what happened very recently, aka September 16th, which might have been a while ago, if I'm being honest, nearly 1,000 compete in the Montana Marathon in Billings. And I didn't know there were 1,000 people in Billings.
Let alone 1,000 people willing to run in Billings.
Yeah, I know. You have to believe Billings teen Willie G was there.
Oh, man. He's not. Is he in the article? Was he the MC of the
No, his parade? Happy little face isn't the cover. The happy face is a couple of people, one wearing an obnoxious bright green bro tank and having the strangest smile on his face. But they're holding hands and running. It's pretty adorable. Uh-huh. But I need to read you the first paragraph of this article.
Yeah, please.
It's pretty amazing. I think it's by someone who is really trying to make it as a journalist and is using a lot of words. So just bear with me here. Nearly 1,000 people from around the country breathlessly heaved themselves across the Montana Marathon's Ooh. Finish line Sunday morning, sweating and limping into Dayless Stadium to gather their breath and chug electrolyte-laden refreshments.
I feel like I'm there. That painted a breathless picture. I feel and like
it,
I'm there.
It finally painted a picture for those of us that like have no desire to run a marathon. Like, it's not like, oh my God, all these people came and we're running and it was great and race. It's like, for some of the competitors, the 26.2 mile race was just another notch on their belts, while for others, it was the culmination of years of training that allowed them to complete their first marathon.
Wait, you want me to gather my breath? Mm-hmm. You mean to chug electrolyte-laden refreshments? For that reason, I'm out.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I would never run a marathon, and they just sealed that fate.
I would love to think that I could run a marathon, but I'm going to be realistic. I could drive that far.
I wouldn't want to drive that far. You know, like,
there's got to be a better way.
Exactly. On Saturday, I wouldn't want to wake up, drive 26.2 miles, and then come mm-hmm. back home. These people are running that and then coming back home.
Ugh. Wow. 1,000
It's actually
people.
For a pretty good cause. So
what do they do? What was it for?
Well, it says here, I guess it's maybe, what is the actual cause here? It just says that it's the marathon. But one of the people who was running it, won't say names, was a recovering alcoholic. So it was like doing this to like, he ran during a like trying time for his newfound sobriety. So like this was a big culmination of that, which is super cool. But yeah, so there were 1,000 people in Billings, Montana.
And the population rose by how much percent that day, if we were to estimate, given your knowledge of Billings, Montana?
If I were to calculate it, let me real quick.
Carry the one.
Not in this case.
No. Okay. Yeah.
Don't
forget.
10 million percent. also, this article was written September 16th, and there's one wow. What? That's how it was.
Oh, there ranked. Was a reaction? Oh.
Yeah, it was the emoji, the one that's like shocked. No, again, for the, no angry the listening emojis audience this at time.
Home. Yeah. For the listening audience at home, what was that face again?
Oh, okay.
Oh wow!
Yeah.
Oh wow!
Wow! But that's what's happening in Billings's neck of the woods.
I feel like we need some sort of Billings themed music here.
Oh, we do.
Yeah. Okay. Don't we have like a set?
We do. Hold on. It's queued up here. I just need I need to make sure that we give it its proper.
Again, I feel like I'm there.
Cat like fell on my keyboard. I'm sorry.
Wow.
Oh, Billings. By gosh, by golly.
TBT. Is it T? No, it's not T. It's a W. But TBW?
What?
That and that joke was Throwback Thursday, but it's Throwback Wednesday. But I don't know when you're listening to
this.
So
what are we talking about today?
So, Nate, today I would love to talk about something that's near and dear to my heart. We happened to mention it on the last episode, and that would be candles.
Oh, candles.
Yeah. Initial reaction, hot take. What are your thoughts on candles?
Heard of them.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm glad that I'm not super prepared to talk about candles because – I like don't have anything on my mind about candles right now, but I have a lot of thoughts about candles. I have a lot of thoughts.
That's exactly what I was hoping for.
I'm also surrounded by two candles currently.
Two candles? That famous rat boy?
No, two candles, that movie that came out a long time ago that was supposedly really good.
That was just two candles.
Only two of them.
Say anything. So the reason why I want to talk about candles this weekend, I realized that my apartment had, I'm not going to say an odor, it had a smell. And so I went online.
Was it the kind of smelly smell that smells smelly?
That would be the one.
Anchovies. You poor soul.
Do anchovies have a smell?
Yeah, they have a smelly smell, a kind of smelly smell that smells smelly.
Well, I mean, obviously.
Come on! Haven't you ever seen SpongeBob?
That's a real human anchovy, but what about like a real fish anchovy? Anyway, and I wanted to get some candle action up in here. Mm-hmm. I purchased 4 candles from a certain establishment that sells candles. Not a sponsor, Bath & Body Works. And I bought 4 of them for $50. So that's how I spent my money.
That $50 could have been spent on other things.
It could have been spent on so many more candles. But I limited it to 4, and 3 of them have the same scent. It's called Mahogany Teakwood, and it's incredible. Don't give me that look. It's
hold on.
Wonderful.
So you bought 4 candles, and 3 of them are the same candle.
3, you know, one of them is a high-intensity version of that smell. That
is that the
smell.
4th?
Nope.
So it's 3 of the same candle and one of them that's just more of that candle?
And one that's that candle plus. No, one of them is called...
Did iPhone sell you these candles?
I got the candle
Sounds
X.
Like Apple sold you these candles. You got the Teakwood X Plus 10.
Retail value $9.99.
Hold on, I'll be right back.
Yep.
It was a different dog.
Paige's friend. Anyway, this candle that is currently in my hand. Is,
can you show it? Can I smell it?
Yeah, here. Lean up to your computer. Smells good, right? Can you guess what scent it is?
I can guess. It's. I'm getting a hint of mint.
Mm-hmm. Just a hint of mint.
And a... What's the... A chucalyptus of eucalyptus. Could it be eucalyptus mint?
What circle gets the square? That's exactly right. And it smells incredible. Everything smells
Cody
fresh.
Showed me the label. I didn't actually know that.
Listen, they don't know.
The smell that I smelled was my headphones.
But what do they smell like?
Eucalyptus mint.
Oh, God. Wow.
Coincidentally.
I think not. Anywho, this just smells real fresh and clean and gives me a happy feeling in my nose. That's one of four. The other three, as I mentioned, were the mahogany teakwood. Why are you giving me that look? Just because they're all three the same.
It's just odd to me for one person to go buy three of the same candle and then also buy a fourth that's a different candle. Like, if you just bought the three, then I would be like, oh, he really likes the scent. He's going to gift one to mom, gift one to, but three of the same candle and then another one, and they're all for you.
I feel like I'm on trial here. And these candles, they're burning quick.
You feel like you're burning up over there?
I'm burning up, Nick Jonas.
Can you feel the heat?
I'm glad you brought up moms. What I wanted to talk about, how would moms rank candles on their list of favorite things?
I can tell you how your mom would rank your purchase of candles. She'd rank them not good.
On a scale of 1 to 7, she'd say not good.
Did I ever tell you the scaling system I used to use to annoy people and make them think a lot?
No.
Back in college, I would ask something like, on a scale of 1 to 7.5, 3 being the highest, how would you rank your meal or something like that? It was a fun time.
Yeah. I'm a fan of that.
So what, can you repeat the actual question?
So thinking about moms, as we do, how do you think moms would rank candles on the list of their favorite things?
Just in general?
Just in general. Candles as a concept. Candles as an institution.
See, you're getting me further and further away from answer that I can actually rattle off.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. So if you think about just the idea of a candle, are you picturing a real candle? Don't do that.
Picturing the idea of a real candle right now.
I want you to picture what a candle represents for you. And now with that in mind, how you think mom's going to rank them?
I can tell you how my mom will rank them.
Speaking from experience, I think that's probably for me.
But moms.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. As one does.
The only reference point I have is my mom. Because she's my only mom. I would say she ranks them differently during the different seasons. And she would probably prioritize anything that had the scent of, like, Christmas built within over other ones. And then basically outside of the holidays, her tops would be something like what I have here, which is a sea salt sands.
Can I get a whiff of that?
Yeah, hold on. Here you go. Does it smell like eucalyptus mint?
It kind of smells like eucalyptus mint.
I wonder why. But she normally, like, during the holidays, she'll get, like, a whole bunch of different ones that smell really good. And then the rest of the year, basically what she wants is, like, fresh linen or, like, any of those just, like, basic smell goods.
Yep.
But the way she would rank them, taking a different interpretation of the question, how they would rank them,
again,
obviously,
like, I'm on trial.
She would have to smell them all.
Gotta smell them all.
Candlemon.
Pokemon.
Okay. Pokemon.
What did Lady Gaga... Pokemon.
Gosh, I really hope someone would come to the door so I can get away from this awkward conversation.
Yeah. Oh.
As luck would have it, For those of you listening, that's not a real doorbell. That's my keyboard.
I feel lied to a little bit.
But not only is it a keyboard, it's also my clock. And for those of you keeping track at home, that means it's a quarter past the hour. But my mom would rank the candles by smelling all of them. She's definitely one of those types where you would like walk through the store and like literally going one by one down the line, sniffing every single candle to find which one she wants. I think she gets sensory overload and then ends up picking one she probably doesn't even really like. She never cleanses the palate by like sniffing her own hand or something like that. You got to cleanse your nose's palate.
Irish Spring. And back to candles.
There. See? What would you, how would you say moms rank them? How would your mom rank candles?
I think my mom, again, as you mentioned, I can only speak from a very limited experience with moms. But the mom that I have of mine, that's, she's my mom. The mom I have of mine. That was my favorite.
I say.
I think my, the mom of, would rank them based off of size. So we have, and hear me out.
I don't know where this is going.
There's a candle currently, I'm assuming, on my mom's kitchen table that is the size of a pumpkin. It doesn't smell like pumpkin, but it's as big as a human pumpkin.
Is it shaped like a human pumpkin?
No. That was just for reference.
I'm thinking of the... Have you seen the video for Spooky Scary Skeletons? It's pretty topical at this point. But
no, spooky. What?
One of the directors from Camp Kessa, Michigan State, reminded me of Scary Skeletons. And there's a guy on it with like a pumpkin head. Kind of looks like Ichabod Crane from the... He's got the pumpkin on his head.
Mm-hmm.
And they sing Spooky Scary Skeletons. And so I'm picturing that that's what the candle looks like.
I'm going to say you're probably right on that one. Except it's purple and it's not shaped like a pumpkin.
But it is, but you can confirm it actually is the size of a pumpkin.
I think if you held up what an average person would say is a pumpkin next to it, it would probably be about the same size as that pumpkin.
So it's huge. It's a huge candle.
Yeah. Long story short, it's a big ass candle. And it takes up basically a cornucopia size space on the table. And I've never
seen... You're
going
to have to keep your fall item comparisons consistent here.
Why
okay?
am I being judged here?
Because
size?
The Hunger Games cornucopia, pretty big.
Whistle, whistle, whistle.
So you can't whistle and I can't do the three-finger thing because my hands are too small.
Yeah, that's real. So anyway... This mailbox-sized candle has never been lit.
You
gotta
stop.
And it's surrounded by...
It has never been lit. It hasn't gone to very many parties.
No. This candle's really focusing on its career right now.
It is studies.
I'm just super busy right now, said the candle.
Hashtag not lit.
Not my candle. And it's got smaller candles around it that are all different scents, sizes, and shapes. Those have been lit.
Oh, so, hold on. Can you, like...
I'm trying to paint you a picture.
I'm so confused.
I'm trying to paint you a picture.
Hold on,
because
I have two candles before me. Each of them...
Two candles.
That are not that big. They're both three wicks. John Wicks in the middle. And it's a normal-sized candle. Like, the circumference is equatable to a softball, which is something that more people can relate to than a pumpkin cornucopia mailbox. So I am, and now you're saying there's candles surrounding it. Now I'm thinking of like a scene from Fantasia or where all of the things where like there's a bunch of like people swirling around. Now I'm picturing tablecloths. Now I'm picturing talking furniture. And now I'm scared that I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight. So what
it's a good
is
thing
candle?
There's some. It's a good thing there's somebody at your door. Knock, knock. Oh.
I think something's wrong with my doorbell.
Where did we even? Oh, how moms would rank candles. I'm going to be honest here. I think that's how, at least the mom that I know, would rank candles is more on the size than on the smell. Mm-hmm. But one thing I wanted to ask, while we're talking about the size of candles,
as you do,
as a bee, what are some objectionably bad smells? Objectionably bad smells.
So that would mean it's a bad smell that we would argue is a good smell.
Listen, I feel like I'm on the trial of my life here, Atticus Finch.
Oh, good. That's a good bit.
Did you want to talk about spooky? That was spooky.
No, this is spooky.
That was a dog.
That was a dog. Laughing. What's the sound of one dog laughing?
You know, that favorite cheese, laughing dog.
So while we're talking about objectionably bad scents, I think you meant objectively, but let's stick with objectively.
I don't retract it. I don't retract it for a minute.
One of my coworkers today was talking about beard oil scents. And one of the beard oil scents he had was sawdust and said it was awesome. So now I'm thinking, I would love a candle that smelled like the Home Depot or Menards. Save big money at Menards. that's like the saw. You know what smell I'm talking about, right?
Oh, I know what sawdust smells like. I've been around a mill. I haven't been around. Thank you.
But you know what? Like, wouldn't that be amazing? A candle that smelled like made your apartment or house or mansion smell like. That'd be a big candle
to fill. Let's talk about big candles. Mansion.
You know what they say about a guy with big candles? Big socks. Must have a big house to... But yeah, having a candle that would smell like Lowe's or Home Depot or something, that'd be the life.
I think yes. Yes, and.
So now you do the and.
Oh. And I am... Oh, God. Wow, here we go. I totally agree. I think that would be... I'd be down for a sawdust smell in my life. It's very not eucalyptus mint, nor is it mahogany teak wood, but...
But to answer your question, bad-smelling candle?
Yeah, anything, that's where we're going with bad
anything
smells.
Anything that's, like, too strong would be where I would draw the line. So, like,
I think I could take that in like a million different ways. What do you mean by too strong?
It lit.
Did it raise you up?
No, but Josh Groban did. So, like, the candles that I really don't like are one, if anyone mixes candles or something, but then two, like, any of the like really fruity ones that just like dominate a room. Like, I the can't one I have, those. So the fruity one I have is pineapple, and pineapple smells amazing. So, like, it fills the room a little more gracefully than, like, a cherry or, you know, those, like, strawberry ones. Like, those ones I just can't. They actually make me a little sick to my stomach.
I know. It's not too – even the pineapple's not too sweet.
But I don't think – no, not at all. It definitely isn't. It's pretty muted, which is nice. So it's not very loud. But what – so then what – I haven't smelled, though, like, really bad candles. Mm. I mean, maybe like a tree bark one in Yankee Candle or something, but...
Just a candle that smells like dirt. Like human dirt. For me, the worst smelling candles are those fruity ones. Mm-hmm. I can't do it. If it's too sweet and it gives me a headache, I can't... That's why I kind of lean towards these, the eucalyptus mints, the fresh linens of the world.
Where are you on, like, the ones that smell like cookies? Like sugar cookie candle? Have you ever smelled a sugar cookie candle?
No.
Very good. Very good. It's where you put a bunch of sugar cookies in an old candle that's already been burned all the way through.
And then you just stick a match in the middle.
You stick a wick in the middle, and then you light the wick with the match. And then you have... need more fingers.
Oh my God.
But what's your favorite Can't, well, is it the mahogany teak
wood? Oh, it's
wood?
Mahogany
is that your
teak
favorite
wood.
Now?
It's a good play.
What's teak wood?
I don't know. It just smells like... So, like, picture yourself back at the ripe old age of 12, 13.
Fat. That's what I was. I was a big boy.
And picture yourself going to a mall and walking past a Hollister or an Abercrombie & Fitch. That smell, but less like I'm excluded from that smell, is what mahogany teak wood smells like.
Hmm.
Can you picture it?
I can picture it with my nose.
Can you smell it with your eyes?
The smells have eyes.
Oh my God, the smell is coming from inside the house.
Run.
So that's mahogany teak wood. It's mm-hmm. a good one. And I recommend it so that's strongly good. That I bought three of them.
So before we go here, mm-hmm. explain why you bought three of them.
Well, so I had one already, and it was getting down to the
hold
end
on.
Of its life.
No, so wait. You bought four candles.
Mm-hmm.
Three of them were mahogany teak wood.
That's correct.
And you already had one mahogany teak wood.
Truth.
So count them up. Four mahogany teak woods. Hold on.
Doing the math here.
Four mahogany teak woods.
Mm-hmm.
Plus one eucalyptus mint.
That's a total of five candles. However,
you gotta explain. So do you have one in every room?
You know, that's probably a better thing than what I have now.
So what do you have now?
So I have, let's count them up. One, two, three, four in this room, in this one living room. Oh, I forgot there's also an apple scented
the
one.
The room is alive with mahogany teak wood.
All in this one room. None of them are lit right now.
It's lit!
They're pretty subdued, but they just, when you walk past it, you get like a nice little cloud of teak wood.
Yeah, I'm laughing at subdued. Why wouldn't I?
Anywho, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Colin Ray! Wow. I didn't think most people knew that song.
We didn't even get to the candle I got from Trader Joe's that smells like Honeycrisp apple. But
that
that's a story.
Would it be if it was mahogany teak wood. I would have really judged you. Like, we're planning on recording a bunch of podcasts right now. I wouldn't have recorded any of them.
You just quit and walk out the door.
We're done.
There's somebody at the door. It's me, and I'm leaving.
We are now in leaving Bikini Bottom. Hold on. Let me.
Mm-hmm. Yep. One second. So anyway, Nate, what did we learn today?
It was the first dog again. We learned that you have no idea what you're doing with your money. You're buying three of the same candle. You already have one of that candle.
I only had one.
Did you already burn through that one?
Yeah. It's a gone one. It's a goner.
Did you actually burn all the way through it?
Yeah, just the one.
Well, okay. So that's
now
a little better.
More. I only have three candles that all smell alike.
And one of them's different. But we also learned that doing a podcast where we're smelling candles, real tough to relate when we're doing this remotely.
When we can't smell what the other person's smelling. And no one at home can smell what we're both smelling.
Which is good, because I probably smell bad.
And no one can smell what The Rock is smelling.
And on that happy note...
Oh, God.
I'm going to be late.